Hello and welcome to this very hate-filled episode of the Experience Grind Podcast. I'm being attacked already. That's why we're crying into this experience. Hello, my name is Kyle.
And I am Ryan.
And together we form Experience Grind Podcast. The podcast where we hate each other and don't talk because we don't like each other. No, I'm kidding. This is the podcast where, for better or worse, good or bad, we will grind out every experience and give you our honest opinion on those experiences. Except for, apparently, this episode...
This is the episode where our relationship breaks.
I have not...
Divorce!
Spoiler warning, spoiler alert. I have not ground out and completed this game. I have broken the first rule and oath of Experience Grind Podcast. I do promise I will make it better.
Experience grind, not experience play a little bit and then quit.
Yeah, absolutely. So the episode today is on your number one game.
It is Diablo 2.
Diablo Deuce. Diablo stands for the devil, and at times that's
see,
what I felt
see
like.
See how he subtly puts in the deuce there to make your brain associate with shit?
I totally get this. But I also note that he forgot to introduce the special guest.
I'm getting to it. That voice you're hearing now is our good friend, Mr. Brooks. Mr. Brooks, that's a murder
Mr.
movie.
Mr. Brooks is Kevin Costner, murder mystery.
Where he murdered, and Dane Cook's in that piece of
Dane
shit.
Dane Cook is in that
fucking
movie.
And he pees
movie.
His pants.
What a... I can't believe, one, you've seen this movie.
Oh,
two, that you pulled that reference. That was crazy.
I was just trying to be nice, because again, we don't know if we're dropping last names or not yet, so I was going with Mr., and then I went with
Brooks. I don't care. I'm a public entity, so go ahead. Not public enemy. Public. Entity.
It's
that will be Kyle who is the public enemy after this episode.
In this episode, he is definitely public enemy number one.
I do expect, here's the thing, I do fully expect to lose. Not lose, but I do expect a lot of people to hate me for my opinions on this episode because we are talking about a Diablo 2, a very, very widely loved game.
Well, you are now in the position that I was in when I played Shadows of Colossus because I had to speak negatively against a game everybody loves.
And here's the thing, you know, we're going to get into it. And spoiler warning, I do not like this game so far. And there are many reasons why, and we will get into it.
Yes.
And I don't know if it's more my fault or more the game's. But I did not grow up with this game like you two did. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, before I go farther that, I do want to give a proper introduction to our third host here tonight is Brooks.
We'll have our introductory
question. Who is our wrestling teacher, those of you that can remember that far back and aren't stoned out of your minds listening to this right now.
Listen and drink responsibly.
Yeah. Or
listen and smoke responsibly.
When you do listen and drink responsibly, drink Andre. Andre California Champagne.
Wow. I didn't know it was sponsor time.
This episode is so off the rails already.
We haven't introduced our person yet.
You know what? He's trying to get you guys money.
You're all flustered. I am all flustered because you were on the attack.
I understand where Kyle's coming from. He is trying to prop the sponsor up.
Yeah.
Go for the sponsor.
All right.
Ryan,
Andre California
Andre, it's great we're drinking Cold Duck tonight. And you know, what better way to keep it epic in 2016, epic with Andre, than to grind through a game?
Yeah.
Especially a fantastic game like Diablo 2. Hashtag Diablo with Andre.
Ooh, I like that. Diablo with Andre. Yeah. Now I could get behind that when we do these hardcore runs, which is going to happen. So, Diablo 2.
Also our guest. Do we fully introduce him
yet? Yeah, I think Brooks. Yeah. Brooks is a great guy. He's a good guy.
Enough.
He's awesome, and he loves Diablo 2, which is why we've asked him to sit in here, so that it's not a total love shit fest. You guys can talk about the things that do make it great, because I did not experience this game when it should have. Don't snicker at that.
I'm gonna snicker.
I didn't properly grow up with this. I did not get into computer gaming until very, very recently in my life. I've always been a console guy. Everybody I know growing up loved Diablo 2.
I didn't grow up with Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
I did though.
But I had to play it.
See, this is where I come in, and I was able to grow up with both these games.
You played like 30% of that game. You didn't even know there was a second castle.
Through, and I started that. Let me tell you, that second castle is bullshit. I beat the game. I saw credits. It may not be the perfect ending, but I beat that game. You didn't make it through one act of a four-act game.
Did you beat Dracula?
No.
I don't think so.
You did not.
I beat the game. I got credits. You didn't even get opening credits.
I know, probably
skipped through the cinema.
No, I watched them.
Okay.
So I got to rein this fucking thing in here. It's anger and it's filled with it. And I get that because this game is very personable for a lot of people.
You're very Mephisto-esque right now.
I know, man.
The Lord of Hatred.
My Lord of Hatred is, God damn it, I can't think of his name from Diablo 3. He's my favorite character, too. Spider guy.
Asmodan.
Asmodan is so badass. Oh, my God. So let me get into this. So let's calm things down.
Let's rewind.
I got a question for both of you individually.
It's the worst and, rewind noise. Ooh,
this will start getting us on our right foot. And I will say right now, I am going to complete this game. I would like some help from both of you, please. Because that is the one other thing I told you. I hated playing this game by myself, but when I was playing with you, I was like, hey, this isn't bad. I'm kind of having fun here. And I think just, what is it when you plan things out?
I don't know what the word you're going for.
I can't either.
Sorry. Sorry, buddy.
Planning wise, like we haven't been syncing lately, and we haven't got to play together much.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. My time has also been divided between like work and everything, but then like I'm also going through Final Fantasy VII and Nier to get those on because those are massive games.
And they're coming, and some of them I know are also not great.
These are future episodes, in case you didn't know.
But this one, it is much better helped by having friends with me, especially coming from my background into it, knowing nothing about it. You two know the ins and outs of this game and can do so much more to help me. So my question is, individually, and I'll ask Brooks first because he is our guest, what is your favorite class? What is your main class in Diablo 2?
Okay, so when I had first started playing Diablo 2, I actually started off with the Necromancer.
That is who I am playing. I'm a Necromancer.
So, and this is where I could probably see some of your frustrations from then. But we'll get into those a little bit later. But the thought of having my own undead army was fantastic. The Iron Golem, who I don't know if you knew this because I don't think you've gotten that far.
I've got the Mud Golems.
Yeah. The Iron Golem is a lot more fun because you throw down an item and it assumes the stat properties of said item.
That's very badass.
So
that's
depending on the item that you lay down and turn into it, it's really good.
I went with Necromancer because in Diablo 3, my favorite class is Witch Doctor. I play the fuck out of Witch Doctor. And he has the very similar concept where he has minions that fight for him.
Yeah, and that was the intention. It's like kind of a little bit of a blend class, but it's more of the Necromancer style for the Witch Doctor.
I still play Witch Doctor. I started a season 5 character recently.
I leveled a Witch Doctor up myself. Yeah. I think he's like at level 60, and it's like so much fun.
Oh, it's a blast play.
As soon as he gets higher up, it's like nothing can stop me.
I've got
my fetish army, my gargantuan, I have the one big zombie dog, which is
I still play with the 4, but yeah, you know, my witch doctor, my main witch doctor, I've taken him through level 5 Nephilim Rifts. We're deep into the Andre at this point. The people know. It's a surprise. We're a little buzzed and drunk. Woo.
Hashtag some Andre as fuck.
So, turning this around, in Diablo 2, my lovely co-host Ryan.
Yes.
What is your favorite class?
My also lovely co-host Kyle.
There's a wink.
As you said, you kind of went with the Necromancer because your favorite in Diablo 3 is the Witch Doctor. Mm-hmm. In Diablo 3, my favorite is the Demon Hunter.
Okay.
So naturally, in Diablo 2, I went with the Amazon.
Okay, and the Amazon is the archer.
She can be archer or spear, but I always go with a bow is on.
I think most people do. Correct.
I've seen some spearzons. I don't get them.
Yeah, you were trying it when we were drawn.
Yeah, I've not seen spears all that often.
No,
you know, because one of the classes my friends played with was an Amazon, and he was really good at it, but it was always bows.
Yeah, and that's what I did. So that's my favorite. I like keeping distance. I'm the kite character.
Fair enough. Okay,
I like to be very strong and powerful, but out of the fight always.
See, I'm as a witch doctor, I'm out of the fight. And
you are. Mm-hmm.
And that's, I kind of am that way with the Necromancer too. I should not be in the fight.
You shouldn't be in the fight. Your minions should take care of it a little bit, but there's also some other spells if you delve into it a little bit more. Your poison spells, mm-hmm. your curses.
Yeah.
That's their bread and butter. You know, because you have to balance so much with a necromancer. It's a really hard class to master.
I should not have maybe gone with that class at first.
Possibly not, but again, it's one of those things, and we'll get into this a little bit later, but my experience with the necromancer, it's a lot more fun with friends.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, and that's what I was...
You are especially, a great support as a necromancer.
Especially if you have tank friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's... I think we definitely need a tank, especially with him playing Amazon and me as a necromancer.
A paladin
is... Yeah, they are fantastic, and ironically enough, I rolled out a paladin for, you know, to kind of play through a little bit, and I was like, man, I forgot how much fun Thorns was.
Mm-hmm.
So here's, you know, my role on this podcast is to come in and tell you why I think Diablo 3 does all these things better. And I don't know why there is still an infatuation with Diablo 2 other than a serious nostalgia.
I actually don't disagree with you. As much as we have this heated debate right
now. Yeah, and it's all in fun.
It's a lot of show, too. Yeah, like, I'm not really pissed or anything.
I love you, Ryan.
I know, I love you too, buddy.
There we go.
But I think you're right. Like, any criticism you can say, like, Diablo 3 does this better, this better, this better, 9 out of 10 times, you're probably right.
And here, that's where my main issue comes from, is that I did not grow up with Diablo 2. So coming from 3, which I have massive amounts of hours in, to Diablo 2 is such a jarring shakeup for me.
So let me ask this question of you real quick as a special guest here. Diablo 3, which version are you talking about in that regard? Where did your love for Diablo 3 come from? Did it come from the base game, or did it come from the Reaper of Souls expansion?
Both. I mean, I played base game from the day it came out. Me and my buddy Casey, we grinded through everything. There's that word, grind. I'm going to throw that one in. We grounded out. We played the shit out of it. And then we bought Reaper of Souls as soon as it came out. But we were day one players of both. I loved both aspects of all of it.
So
what I'm getting at is the controls. Because in Diablo 3, I hold left click, I move wherever I want. Right click controls one of my spells. The other four are controlled with my number pad.
Yeah. Correct.
In Diablo 2, everything is done through the right mouse key.
Right and left.
You have to use the F.
Yeah. Yeah, you can change spells with the F keys, but it's still all done with the right mouse, and it's so much more different to me that it throws me off a lot.
And I think that's where the issue probably comes from a little bit. It's older. It's where they experimented with this.
Exactly. It seems a lot more cumbersome and a lot more difficult, because then I also don't have, with Diablo 3, I can look down at my hotbar and see what is mapped to each button, whereas with Diablo 2, I'm constantly like, no, I need to hit F2 to cast this spell. No, I'm sorry, that was actually F3. Fuck, I just summoned a skeleton when I had a full health one. It's things like that that it's just so much disconnected from the way that I've grown accustomed
to. Yeah, I agree with that.
And that's my big complaint. And it's not a bad design flaw.
Yeah.
It's just me, myself, coming from 3, reverting to 2, having never played it.
Yeah, well, the reason I picked Diablo 2 is much akin to the reason you picked Halo. Because Halo, the first one, it holds up well enough.
Yeah.
But it's been refined so much. Like, would I rather play Halo? Or would I rather play Halo 5? I'd rather play Halo 5 because they have their shit done better.
Fair enough.
The controls are just quicker. They're more intuitive. They feel nicer.
I get that, yeah.
But you picked it for nostalgia, and that's why I have Diablo 2.
Fair enough. Okay, I see that, yeah.
Diablo 2 is the one I grew up with, much like Brooks did, I'm sure.
Yes.
I had to buy a new graphics card at the time to play Diablo 2, if you can even fathom that.
I can.
Like, how bad that game looks
now. Especially back then, because of the price of graphics cards back then were still... they were, I think, they're still that way now, but it just seems less...
For like an 8-gig processor or a 8-gig graphics card.
GPU.
And as a high school kid who grew up in a single-parent household where money wasn't a bit... It's hard... You know, my computers growing up were all... I didn't have fancy. We all had like the Walmart computers. And like there were twice, I remember, two computers we had that like my buddies gave me their old graphics cards, and like you can't even add those to those types of computers. Mm-hmm. And I would I'd be excited, be like, oh cool, I get to play these computer games all my friends are playing. And then I'd be like, shit, no, I can't.
Yeah,
that was another block to me. And I'm not shitting on the game for that reason. It just separated me.
You're preaching to the choir in that regard, because my first computer, I played Doom frame by frame.
Oh my god.
That's how desperately I wanted to play Doom at that time.
I would just go play Sonic at that point.
That was my computer too. Yeah. I had like a DOS for the longest time.
That's how I loaded it. That's how I first learned computers. Like, so I was playing MS-DOS, Windows, Keen, 3.1, I think.
The super basic ones. Until my friend had Diablo 2. And that's when I was like, well, shit. Christmas money, birthday money, I'm going to have to save up because I need to play this game. Yeah, and that's where my video card came from.
I put
everything in just to get this one game. It like impressed me so much.
My first computer was a graduation gift from a friend of my dad's, and he was just like, "Here you go." And he just pieced it together. I think it was, you know, like maybe a $500 machine, but he works with computer stuff all the time. In fact,
so he knew how to do it.
Yeah, he's a consultant and he's worked with Microsoft. So
he knows
the stuff, and he put together a halfway decent, you know, gaming machine, at least a little bit. He intended it for more scholarly pursuits, but let's be honest, I'm a gamer, especially
it's gonna
PC.
Happen.
Yeah,
it's
I mean, so, you know, Diablo 2 was like one of the first games I put on there.
Yeah.
So neither of you grew up with Diablo 1.
No.
You both started with Diablo 2.
I have played Diablo 1 before I played Diablo 2.
Oh, okay.
Really?
So,
okay.
Yes, I do have experience with that game. I did not get as far. But also, one of the things I do, and I can't remember which one of you mentioned this in your podcast, but lore. I am very tight.
I'm very tight with the Diablo lore.
And I just love that. In fact, I could tie in everything from Diablo 3 to the very first game.
Okay.
I know the third one references the first one a lot.
Yes.
Outside of like New Tristram, that's a playoff of the second one, right? We're in Tristram right now, are we not? Or are we not there yet?
You are.
I mean, we're halfway through Act 1.
You never actually.
Act 1?
Have you guys saved Deckard Cain yet?
Yeah, we saved
Deckard Cain was actually in Tristram.
Okay, and Tristram's from the first one, right?
Yeah. Tristram is the.
That's quest three.
Okay. Yeah, we saved Cain, and that's the last thing we did.
No, we did the Black Tower. We did Quest 5.
We did do the Black Tower. You're right.
I don't know. Did we get the Haradric Malice from the Butcher?
No, we have not fought the Butcher yet.
Okay. That's the one
we have not fought the Butcher.
I don't remember if you get... Do you get the Haradric Malice from the Butcher?
I think you do. And then you give it to Carsey and you just wait forever.
Oh, yeah, you do. Right. Because then she gets the... you get to upgrade an item with that.
That's right.
So, yes. Okay.
So that brings me to this question. Is the Butcher in every one of them? Is he in...
Actually, I thought that was the blacksmith in Diablo 2.
It would be the blacksmith. It could be.
That you get the item from?
The Haradric.
Yes.
It might be the blacksmith.
I'm going to Google Foo this real quick.
But so. Google Foo this. I like that word.
But that, you know, so the Butcher, though, he is in Diablo 2 as well, right?
The Butcher is in Diablo 3 and 1.
But he's not in 2.
I don't think he is in 2.
But he's a very iconic character. He's one of my favorite characters. So that was one of the questions I was asking.
I don't know.
Well, and Butch doesn't think he is either. So I'm going to take.
I think you're right.
Woods.
I think it is the blacksmith. I don't know if he is.
I'm fairly certain it is the blacksmith.
Yeah,
in
me
that,
too.
Because why would a butcher have a mallet?
It is. Yeah, it's true. It's Act One.
Act One, Quest 4. And I have the Diablo wiki right up here. So Act One, Den of Evil. So,
yes.
Edit foo.
Hashtag Google as fuck. You gotta put that little stank on it to make it sound good. Google as fuck.
It is the Smith.
Get that sound effects.
Okay, right. So back to this. It is the Smith who is reminiscent because I think it is pretty much almost the same character model, maybe slightly modified as the Butcher in Diablo 1.
Okay, so there we go.
So yes.
It is a variation, different name, but it is the same character model. Or a slight change.
Slight change because, you know, the games came up. You know, different years apart.
So, you know, this is going to be jumpy around a bit because I do have some knowledge of Diablo 2 because...
How so?
Well, again, you know, all my friends growing up did have this and they had computers. So I've seen it played. I've seen the grasp that it can take on people, but I never got to really experience that because I just didn't have it. And when somebody else is playing it on a computer, it's not like I can just pop on and be like, hey, let me do this. Mm-hmm. And it's not like a controller where you just pick it up and know what you're doing. It's got a bit of a learning curve. But the one thing I do remember about Diablo 2 is that it's famous for the cow level.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Diablo 2 started the cow level or
Diablo 1?
So, Diablo 1 started with the rumor of the cow level. If you go to a, because you could click on the cows in the first game and they would just sit there and moo at you. And I think it was like a rumor that started.
On the early days of the internet?
Somewhere
probably
around there.
News groups
I think
and
actually
IRC
it's like early.
Channels and stuff.
And possibly even earlier than that, like some of the game magazines.
Oh, yeah.
Back then, too. They had posted, you know, someone had posted up, hey, if you click on this cow like a certain number of times, that opens up a new level or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, lo and behold, Diablo 2, hey, guess what? There is a secret cow level.
And the cows there are standing upright, and they have halberds.
And they will moo at you incessantly.
And there are hundreds of them. Like, yeah, the screen is just
filled up.
Yeah.
And you have to watch out. There is a boss of that level called the Cow King.
Okay.
Who is referenced in Diablo 3.
Well, in Diablo 3's cow level, one of the taglines in Diablo 3 during the loading screens is that it says, there is no cow level. But there is a cow level.
Which is patched in later. They only had Whimsyshire at first, right? Yes. And then they patched in a cow level further down.
I thought Whimsyshire was the cow level.
It was for the longest time. Okay. That's a great story I love was Diablo 3 came out and people were complaining that it was too colorful. It wasn't the Diablo that they knew. So they made Whimsyshire, which was the secret level,
which was like
rainbows and unicorns.
It was blatantly so colorful.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I'm like, what the heck am I doing here? I'm slaughtering teddy bears and unicorns, and they're all smiling at me. And for some odd reason, I'm not on acid or anything, and this is still happening.
Yeah.
But I've been corrected. I have not found it yet, but apparently, like, later in the game when you do the rifts, you can get a cow level.
Really? Now,
they have patched in a cow level in Diablo 3. Oh. I have not done it.
I haven't done it.
I have been corrected that this exists.
I've done a lot of rifts, but I have not seen the cow level either. I thought Whimsyshire was it, so I'll research this some more.
Originally.
I like the art style in Diablo 3. I'm not Diablo 2 nostalgic. I don't get the hate. There's a lot of hate for Diablo 3. I get it at first because it was kind of broken.
The first game...
I wouldn't say it was broken.
It was not... I felt... This is my take on it. Even though I did play through it, I did complete the first game numerous times. But it felt incomplete in a way.
Diablo 1.
Diablo 3.
Oh, Diablo 3, the first
time through.
The very first time through,
it's like, okay, yeah, I just killed Diablo. You know, okay. But I didn't get that grasp of, yeah, I just did something excellent in that. But as soon as the Reaper of Souls, just before the Reaper of Souls expansion came out, they did their major patch to prep everybody. That's when it started to feel a little bit more complete. And then Reaper of Souls came out, and that was a fantastic expansion.
It was a really well done expansion, I think.
And
you disagree?
I'm disagreeing with a lot of the statements being said right
now. Okay. I'm gonna let you finish.
You please keep talking.
So, you know, for me, Reaper of Souls came out, and it was just like, it changed the game enough to where I could enjoy it. This is just my opinion on it, as you well know, but you know, it was like, I'm all right, I can come back to this game, and I come back to this game, I may take like a little bit of a break from it, but I still come back.
I do too.
And season 5 kicked off, I was like, you know what, I'm actually excited to do this, I'm going to you know, join in on this season stuff, because, you know, it's fun.
What level is your seasonal character?
Currently, I think I rolled a female crusader. Because I typically don't roll female characters. So I was like, I'm going something different.
Only roll female characters.
Well,
I do a lot, but not in Diablo.
Oh,
yeah,
not in Diablo, huh?
Because I play Witch Doctor, and I don't like the pot belly on the chick Witch Doctor.
It's so far away and tiny, it doesn't even matter.
Not up here.
Oh, okay, yeah. Whatever.
he's still seeing it, so it's still
Hashtag pot belly is fuck.
Yeah. So... But yeah, so I'm like level 58, I think.
Okay, so you're much farther along than me. So we can't team up, really. I mean, we could, but
we can't. Yeah. Well, you know, it won't take me long to roll up a new character either.
Well, I'll get up there with you. I've just been getting into the seasonal thing too.
That's one of the things I'm also going to point out has changed quite a bit, though, is that they've kept up with this game.
Yeah, they do updates quite frequently,
and
so.
makes it a lot more interesting.
What notes you writing down there, buddy? What you got?
Well, I'm going to combat you.
Yeah, please. Please do.
Please do.
Mr. Brooks / Dane Cook peeing his pants, apparently.
So, I'm going to have to dispute the Dane Cook peeing in his pants, at least towards me.
No. All right, so Brooks is not peeing his pants. Just to make that perfectly clear, radio listeners. So I kind of have an issue with saying Diablo 3 is an incomplete game. I feel like... And this is somebody who loves Diablo 2. It's in his top. It's his top game.
It's
of all
number
time.
One.
It's my
number
Desert
one.
Island
everybody,
game. I would take Diablo 2 any day. There are flaws with Diablo 2. Some of the acts feel overly long. Like Act 3, and particularly, goes on way too long, and I don't think it changes enough. I think there's some of that in Act 2. There's a lot of having to get the different parts of the staff.
Yeah,
is a little bit too much, and it it's a game that is perfect for runs. Like, let's just really quick go through and do Diablo runs and boss runs and get through as quickly as possible. Diablo 3, you say it feels incomplete. I say it feels perfect length. It moves exactly as fast as I want it to.
I'm not going to dispute that take on it.
Okay.
I'm going to dispute that it's like, okay, it, in terms of a gameplay as you know it.
Okay.
So
that's where you're going.
That's where I'm going. Gameplay as we knew it back when Diablo 2 came out. You know, yeah, it takes forever to complete this game. Mm-hmm. You know, especially if you're going to go to the nightmare difficulty mm-hmm. and try to complete it. It's, well, a nightmare. Because I've done it. This is where I've spent, you know, like I said, I spent the better part of a year and a half to almost 2 years mm-hmm. playing this game every Thursday night with, you know, five friends of mine, four or five, depending on who showed up that night. And we just, like, you know, it took a while.
Yeah.
Act two sucked. Act three was not so much because you could still kind of feel a little bit where you're supposed to go. But act two was so wide open that it was, you know, okay. It took forever to get through that. It's very wide open.
And then Duriel, who's the boss of act two.
Oh, gosh. Don't get me.
Feels like such a high step up. You have to grind in act two.
Yeah, you have to grind in act two for the Lord of Pain.
Yes.
And he is so aptly named.
And Duriel in the first act felt perfect. She was the right level.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could beat her, but mm-hmm. at the same time, you did not feel comfortable. Poison Nova hit
you
hard.
You had to go in with antidote potions. You had to kind of prepare.
You had to go in with the antidote potion, and also one of the other things that you could do is someone open a town portal.
Yes.
So you can bail.
Everybody can go in without like having to do new ones each time. You just go into the
different There's a trick to that.
Oh.
Yes. As long as the person that created the town portal does not go back through, that portal doesn't close.
Yep.
So, and it's like whoever goes through first again, they drop their town portal and so the last person that goes in, they go in and close.
So you would just use the other person.
Yes.
And then you just...
So here's something else I'm going to interject because it made me think of it, because playing through with you, Diablo 2 and 3, they have, you know, of course, just a wave and army of normal enemies that you're fighting constantly. Mm-hmm. And then there are levels above those enemies that come, they're like specials, and then there's a level above that that are legendaries or whatever.
Champions.
Yeah, elites. Exactly. What I like, again, this is just a design thing that I grew accustomed to on 3. When you fight one of those in 3, there's a very obvious audio cue when you start fighting one of those, that you're fighting somebody that's different. Whereas in Diablo 2...
I never notice the audio
you haven't
cue. It's usually a follower that chimes up that says something along the lines of some... Oh, that what a worthy foe or something like that. If you have the Templar, okay.
in Diablo 3,
look at that monster over there.
The sound that I'm referring to is that when you do it, it's just like I call it like a ghostly scream. There's just like a go. It's very poorly done right here. But every time you attack one of those for the first time, you hear that audibly ring out. And I play in headphones, mm-hmm. and I know like there's something here. There's something I should pay attention to.
I don't think I know what you're talking about in that one, but then again, I'm usually doing like two things at once. I have one monitor up with a movie, and I'm playing Diablo on the other one.
I'll tell you, most of my Diablo playing, Diablo 2 and Diablo 3, I have podcasts or music running in the background. I don't listen to the audio. I mute everything.
I listen to it all. That's a holdover for me playing games. Which you should when you're experiencing it.
But like Diablo 2, first time through,
I played through it, and I was like, okay, yeah, I loved everything. I didn't catch that the first time through, so I may actually have to play with some sound again.
Even Diablo 3, when I play, you know, I'm always Skyping with a friend that I'm playing with or multiple friends, but I also have the in-game sound. I always have that pumped into my headsets too, no matter what game I'm playing, because I focus in. Unless there are different, like on Destiny, if I'm grinding things, I listen to podcasts. But that's because with Destiny, I know what I'm doing generally. Mm-hmm. But on Skype and on Diablo 3, you know, I'm listening to the game, but I'm also talking to my friends. But yeah, there is a very obvious audio cue. But what I'm saying is in Diablo 2, I don't notice that. Yeah. And if I don't pay attention or just look down at the screen to see that the name is a bit different.
Oh, I think it's very different. I think it's colorful enough. And usually the sprite is like a completely different
color. It's different.
Like,
but again,
all these are blue enemies. This one's red and it's shooting lightning from it. Like, that's a cue.
Now I'm all of a sudden freezing.
Like there's
conditioned coming from 3 to 2 again. It's something that I noticed that I'm like, there's not an audio cue to let me know. Like it's another little thing. I'm not saying it's bad.
No. So here's what I think you're experiencing actually in that regard. You are coming from 3 to 2.
Yeah.
Where, you know, 2 was like, okay, well maybe next time we do a game, we should implement this.
Exactly. Exactly.
Different. So your experience, it's like using a prototype, you know, before the actual product.
I would definitely agree with that.
So,
I would also,
in fairness, I went from 2 to 1, and I couldn't play 1.
Either. Exactly.
But also, I was having computer issues, too. Yeah, like, it was having some weird texture issues, and I was just not even going
to
mess around with it.
I would like to interject, you know, in referencing Diablo, you know, I don't want to keep doing this, because I feel we are talking about Diablo 3 a lot. But I
think
agree
it's
with
a
you.
Fair comparison.
I agree with you that, like, I think the first 4 acts are really well done. And, like, this is just me as a completely new guy coming into the series for the first time. I thought it was badass that you go to heaven. I don't know. Do you ever go to heaven in the other ones?
No, you go to hell.
You go to hell.
Act 4, you go to hell.
I like that you go to heaven.
You go to hell and you die.
I like that you're going there, though, and it's being overtaken by Diablo. And that cutscene before, where she turns into the new kind of female-esque Diablo.
That's the...
Oh my god, that's such a badass cutscene.
I was going to say that's another thing, and Brooks, you'll probably fight me on this. But, again, I love Diablo 2. Think Diablo 3 has a better story?
I'm going to say that they're about equal.
Okay,
I like,
okay.
So the story of Diablo 2 caught me because you're experiencing that story, at least that a little bit. Mm-hmm. And the cutscenes are from someone else's perspective. I believe the guy's name is Marius.
Yes.
So
who is or is not the first hero or the game from the hero from the first game, right?
So, all right. The Marius is the guy that's locked up in the cell, and the guy in the cloak comes in and starts talking to him.
Okay.
And he thinks that the guy in the cloak is Tyrael. I will not reveal.
That's the expansion.
I will reveal. Actually,
that's the expansion pack.
That's where it starts, though.
Yes.
And he goes into detail about what happened at the first act.
You're right.
You're not gonna beat me on this one. I know these cutscenes very well because I watch them all the time.
I don't, apparently.
So
are they better than Diablo 3's, though? I mean, one thing Blizzard is known for is fantastic cutscenes. They do really well, good work, but I haven't seen any in 2.
Okay, so
to compare.
They do between every act.
Between every act, it's the same. It's the same thing. The major cutscenes in between the acts in 3, that happens in 2 as well. So, like at the end of the first act in Diablo 3, you have, you know, Tyrael and Lyra burning Deckard Cain's body. Spoiler alert for those that haven't beat 3, but the game's been out forever, guys. Come on. So in Diablo 2, they do that. Obviously, you know, graphics are going to be, you know, they're older, they're dated. But in terms of the acting, in terms of the way that they're done,
it's just as good.
Mm-hmm. Some of the music as those come on.
Stay a while and listen.
Damn, you guys are good.
They're good.
Damn.
Yeah.
So.
Damn, I'm impressed.
Ah, the Herodra Cube.
That's a really good Deckard, man.
I actually, another friend of mine, mutual friend, Phil Sparrow, does an even better Deckard Cain.
I would believe that. Phil's pretty good at some really dorky stuff. So.
But I think in terms of the cinematics hold up.
I agree.
So, okay. Which is another reason to sit through and watch a story, because you watch how that evolves. Now, in your case, I think, Ryan, you were talking about the hero of Diablo 1.
Yes.
So the hero of Diablo 1, at least canonically, is the warrior class from Diablo 1. And Diablo 3 actually revealed the identity of said warrior as Aiden, the Prince of Condorus.
Okay.
So the Skeleton King, that's his son.
What?
Yeah, King Leoric.
His son is the hero from Diablo 1?
Yes, who turns into the Dark Wanderer in Diablo 2, who is a vessel for Diablo. Because what happens at the end of that game, again, spoilers for everybody listening,
and
that game is over.
And Kyle.
You can spoil it for, like, I get the idea.
But you can watch the endings of these on YouTube as well. And I've done this. But, you know, so what happens in Diablo 1 is that King Leoric's youngest boy gets pretty much kidnapped and taken to the bottom levels of the caverns under Tristram and into hell, and is turned into a vessel for Diablo.
Mm.
So you actually take on Diablo at the end of that game as well and kill him, which still ends up killing the boy, the youngest prince. And so the warrior at the end of the game takes the soul stone and jams it into his own forehead, which seems like a good idea at the time. Let's take a object holding the soul of a demon and jam it into your forehead.
I would never think that was a good idea, but That's just me.
Yeah. I like to jam things in me.
But in your butt, right?
But in my butt.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't?
I thought I had a joke with that, and it just ended up
being, I saved you.
You did. Yeah.
It's 2016, you tried people. To, jam things in your butt.
You tried to pull
hashtag
that.
Hashtag jammed your butt as fuck.
I'm going to apologize to you guys. You know, Ryan tried to pull that one out of his ass, and it didn't work. So
after sticking it up there myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So yeah, the Wanderer is actually the prince of the oldest prince of Condor.
See, I did not know that part. I knew the connection between the first one and the second one. I didn't know he was related to King Leoric.
Yeah. So
that's incredible.
And that's also apparently at some point between him leaving and going all corrupted, going all Sith Lord, so to speak, is he sleeps with Adria, gets pregnant with Leia while he has the soul of Diablo in him.
And Adria is Leia's mom, who's also like a witch.
Yes. And she is also in the first game.
And she shows up in the third, and that's what turns Leia into Diablo, right?
She's like the perfect host body because she's already corrupted. That's where her power comes from Diablo.
I like ultra sexy Leia Diablo, by the way. Like, you can tell, like, in the design change,
it's more feminine.
It's very feminine. I like that. I've seen Diablo from Diablo 2, and he's very bulky and very big. And
but
I like,
he was also, it's kind of the same concept of aliens.
Yeah, it takes from the host.
Takes from the host.
And hearing you tell this story, so Diablo from Diablo 2 is based on the body from the warrior of Diablo 1, correct?
Yes, correct.
So that's why he is bigger and bulkier. And then, so from Diablo 3, it's from Leia, who is a girl, and he takes on a more feminine, a taller and slender, and I like that. That's just really good design.
Alien Queen-esque.
Yeah, very, very. So, you guys have obviously both played the shit out of Diablo 2 in my future
but
experiences for
if
it.
If you have questions, ask Brooke on lore, because is much more
Brooks,
lore than I am.
Add the S. I am plural.
Did I say Brooke?
You did, totally. I throw glasses across the rooms for that. Come on.
Oh, no.
Dude, you're sexy enough. You could totally pull off a Brooke, Brooks.
I totally do, but I am more than one. I am plural, not singular. There is more of me to go around.
I give you that, too.
I guess Brooke is kind of a lady's name, usually.
It is. It usually has an E, though, so it's Brooke.
Brookie.
I've seen it both ways. So,
Brooks, again, because you are a guest, I will defer to you for the first of this question. What is your favorite boss character in Diablo 2?
Diablo 2, in terms of the actual game Diablo 2, not the expansion Lord of Destruction.
I know.
Which I am not playing, so it's not included.
That
because they have my favorites.
Yeah, that actually has some... It has some really good cutscenes and really good... And you won't feel complete
actually
completing the first game.
Classes are really good.
And...
Let me get there.
Also going to point out something else, too, is that the game after the Lord of Destruction came out, the base game got patched to make it harder.
Oh.
So people would buy the Lord of Destruction expansion.
To get more stuff.
Get more stuff. And plus... Mm-hmm. Again, it's another one of those cases.
Different weapons.
It feels like it enhanced the game, the base game itself, quite a bit, and made it a little bit more playthrough. But back to your question,
in Vanilla Diablo 2,
I would have to say, in terms of actually facing him and the area, it's actually a toss up. It's a toss up between Diablo and Mephisto.
Oh,
are two of my favorite bosses in that game.
Right,
Mephisto due to atmosphere. I'm going to say
yes.
The atmosphere of that level is fantastic. You have like a pool of blood, bones leading up to a portal. I mean, it is so
dark.
It is
he
dark.
Teleports around and lightnings the fuck out of you.
He's rough. And then of course he is rough.
He's very rough.
He's rough. Diablo, in terms of actual mechanics of the game, that is probably my favorite boss fight in terms of actual boss.
Okay.
Because he just runs on all fours at you. Have you ever seen the movie The Relic?
Oh yeah.
So think of that big monster at that just kind of running in.
Well, like
kind of the feel I get, and then he just like bone prisons your portals.
I've seen the ending of Diablo 2. I've seen people fight Diablo because I was like, oh yeah, you're playing Diablo 2. Can you fight Diablo yet? And they're like, oh yeah, I've beat this game 100 times. I'm like, well, show me Diablo. I want to see it. So I've seen that. I've seen hell vaguely. You know, it was like over a decade ago, but I'm very reminiscent with that.
It was and again, it's with a whole bunch of friends. you know, we played this. It's like, oh my gosh, get your crap together. Because the more, as same with Diablo 3, the more people you have, the difficulty ramps up.
It's a great little touch.
Yeah, it is a fantastic touch. And it's just like Diablo can be such a pain when you have four or five people with you. But at the same time, it's a lot more fun because you're all coordinating, taking him down.
Missions, teamwork comes in.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love niching out a role, like fucking honing in on that.
So. Yeah.
It's the best part of any kind of role-playing game where you have more than one person
exactly.
in a team.
So. So, Ryan, I defer to you. What would you say your favorite is?
I think when it comes to the gameplay and the mechanics, I really like Diablo. I think he's probably the most interesting.
So Diablo wins out.
A bunch of different attacks. If we're going just visually, I like Izwal. Izwal is how you pronounce his name. I like how he looks a lot.
Yeah, he looks kind of like a Balor, actually, in that game.
Yeah, he's really neat looking. He's kind of whatever fight. He's just like a giant tank. You just have to wear down.
Yeah, he's kind of like a mid-boss feel.
Yeah.
But here's another thing. My lore comes through. He pops up in three.
Yeah.
And he is also a fallen angel.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
He was one of Tyrael's lieutenants.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did know that one. That's the one I did.
So, I guess, you know, I don't know what much to say. It has sucked that I haven't experienced as much of this as I wanted to, and I do promise you, I'm looking at you in the face, Ryan. I'm going to beat this game.
Hi, I'm looking at you in the eyes now.
I will complete Diablo 2. I have not yet by the recording of this podcast, and I'm sorry. It was my fault. I fell on it. But, you know, you also, I think, somewhat get my difficulties with it.
I understand completely.
And you know, a big part of it too, like, I do think it is more difficult by myself.
Mm-hmm. No, so, for every criticism, complaint you have, I get it. Yeah. I completely understand.
I do want to beat it. I want to get through this. So I'm asking both of you, help me. Let me
totally,
enjoy this.
Yeah,
because
that is the way I got through this game.
Okay.
I mean, you know, once you reach a certain point, though, I mean, you can go through it like nobody's business whenever
Once you get it down.
But
and I'm sure once I do play it a lot, I will get more used to the controls. Yeah. But they are just so weird to me right now.
Yeah, they're weird. It's a time thing. You've got to get used to playing that way. Mm-hmm.
And having two people
learn Diablo
take point.
Yeah, you have to.
Having
you
two
really
people
have to
take
unlearn.
Point. I think we're really help because then I can stay back and experiment a little bit and be like, oh, I can cast this here when they're doing this, and that really helps and things like that.
Yeah. So I'm going to also throw this out here as a kind of a little idea. And I may have mentioned this to Kyle before and probably
only
to you,
Ryan.
Only big
ideas at this table.
There are, well, all right, so it is a big idea that we have an Experience Grind LAN session.
Mm. He has mentioned this.
Which this was how I played this game, you know, because, well, I come from a rinky-dink town that didn't have, or at least outside of town. I lived in the country, man. I had dial-up internet. I had 18K at the best of times. Mm-hmm. And I played World of Warcraft on that crap. Damn. It was okay, as long as you didn't go into Ironforge during any time in vanilla.
I don't play WoW.
I have never played WoW either, okay.
All right.
Hey.
Okay.
Fucking missed again.
I would totally do LAN fest. What I would also like to do, we have to get Ryan a wireless headset so that when we don't do LAN fest.
I don't want to commit because I don't like PC gaming.
But that's what I'm telling you. Dude, if you get the Sony
you
Gold
are
headset.
Dead to me, Ryan.
I'm sorry.
If you
I'm
get
now
PC
in the PC
Master Race.
A console and a controller any day so I don't have the difficulties of like weird texture issues or install issues or having to go and put this fucking special setting on just right. I have to do V-Sync? No V-Sync. Okay, now it's working. Oh, that's crazy. No, I can't do trilinear. Go bilinear.
But
fuck that. Just make it like dumb and easy for me.
But then you don't get to experience the crisp, clean graphics of...
I don't care about that.
A game that made, you know, like one of the games that I've loved made my computer cry so badly until I updated it.
What game is this?
This was called Crysis.
I knew it was going to be Crysis.
I thought it might have been one
game,
of those
that game
games.
Came out at least 5 years ahead of its time in terms of graphics.
It did. But...
Well, you know what? I'll play the 30 FPS version... That runs barely, that kind of chugs a little bit, that you can see all the jaggies on the Xbox 360 any day.
Here's my thing. You know, you got to get like me, dude. Spend just a little bit, get you a nice Sony wireless headset because it's USB powered and that fucker works on my computer too. And then you just go back and forth.
This
and
is
then we
true.
Can do everything, man. And then we can Skype call.
It is true.
And then play. Because I don't like to type chat with people. I like to Skype. I like to
and
be
especially,
in there.
And especially in Diablo, you don't have time to type chat.
And especially...
I disagree. I think you do have time to type chat in Diablo 2. I think that's part of the atmosphere. That's like how I did it as a kid. I love type chatting in Diablo 2.
You had trying to stream, dog.
No. You're just like, I killed that demon, lol.
People are going to, when I'm playing and I'm streaming and we're type chatting, people are going to hear me where.
Clack, 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 clack.
Not
clack,
that.
Clack,
they're going to hear clack, what clack. Andrew always tries to edit out, sound engineer Andrew, which is me going. I killed that demon. That's me breathing because I breathe like goddamn Darth Vader without the mask.
So why are you trying to get me on this headset thing?
Because then I'm talking and I'm not just breathing like a retard into the fucking mic. I'll be talking and I can mask my dumbness like I do here. I only breathe like an idiot when you're talking and I'm listening and I'm like, oh yeah, that's a good point.
The best way to mask that, text chat.
Ah.
And then you can listen to podcasts.
But then people like can't hear my funny grind. Dick jokes.
Hashtag... Andre is fuck.
Hashtag I mean, dick epic joke is fuck.
Epic. Oh, God. I don't even know what our hashtag is anymore. Keep it epic. Epic.
Epic with Andre. Yeah, you got it right the first time.
Oh, man.
God. We're never going to get sponsored. We're never going to get sponsored.
And
that's okay.
Or like, like I said earlier in this episode, Diablo Epic with Andre.
There you go. I like that. That's good.
So I've got the commitment from you. You both are going to help me. I am going to complete this game. We will stream the shit out of it. It'll be funny. You can watch me flounder. You can watch us on Twitch. Do it. We'll link out Twitch.
I'm going to have to say also that we'll have to come back, I think, for this
we
topic
might do a
as
recap.
Well. I don't think you've not really experienced Diablo, too.
I feel, and this is why I felt comfortable doing this episode. At this point, I don't see what new Diablo 2 is going to offer. Outside of playing it and completing it with my friends, I feel I've experienced what I will get from it and
I
will...
mean, you've played with underleveled characters that aren't fun
yet. That too. That's my thing. So I want to get to that point. So we'll see if things change. So, I mean, it could be a nice little recap at some point. We'll tie that up. But, you know, at this point, I think my final word is going to be that nostalgia-wise, I see this big for you.
Mm-hmm.
I would absolutely not have Diablo 2 on my list. I would definitely have Diablo 3. But I don't personally get it. I've had difficulty with it, but I'm not knocking it because, again, you are not the only person I know that loves this game to death. Brooks does. Almost every other person I grew up with loved Diablo 2 and spent countless hours playing it. There is something there. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if it's grasping me. So
that's completely fair.
With, you know, in regard, without Diablo 2, you wouldn't have had the refinement
Precisely.
That is Diablo 3.
Yep.
Like I said, this is where it started. So,
but I think we can all agree that Diablo 2 is much better than Diablo 1.
Yeah, I will go ahead and say that, having no experience.
That's a win.
Absolutely.
That's a win.
Totally. Brooks, you know, I want to thank you again, taking time out of your day, coming up, hanging out with us, talking about this game. I really appreciate you sitting in and being able to talk about it positively with Ryan. That was one big thing I wanted. I didn't want to just shit all over it, so.
Yeah, it was a great experience. I love doing this sort of thing with you guys. Can't wait to do more. Hint, hint. hashtag... Keep it epic with Brooks.
Brooks as fuck.
Brooks as fuck, yo!
There you go. But, this has been great. You know, I'm a big video game nerd, among other things. You know, Ryan and I have watched one movie inadvertently together.
It was crazy. We showed up to Amazing Spider-Man 2 at the same screening, just an accident. I was like, hey, we know each other.
Yeah, I think it was me and Phil.
Oh, nice.
Who went and watched this. And then there's Ryan and Laura. And it's like, oh, hey. And, you know, again, it was a good movie.
I disagree.
I
like Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man and Peter Parker. I did not like either of the movies.
We should save that for another podcast.
We will.
Again, nerd out session. I'd love to be back to do this a little bit more.
I think you will. You did very good. I liked having you around, Brooks.
You have passed the test.
That is fantastic.
I'm going to go ahead and, you know, I don't have anything else to say. I don't. Do you guys either? I mean, I'm going to take
I'm going to throw this out here. The music.
Yeah, you hadn't talked about this.
We did not talk about the music, but some of the music in Diablo 2, like the theme, is really great. They did do some revamps. There are some. I have the soundtrack for 3.
Okay.
And there's several songs on there that I just keep coming back to. The theme with Asmodan is really good.
Asmodan's the best character.
Yeah, Lord best of Sin character. Is really good in that game.
Fucking love that
guy. I love... Favorite. Like I said, I can go on and on about the lore of of those.
Is Belial the Act 2 boss?
Belial is the Act 2 boss. He is the Lord of Lies.
He is my favorite boss.
He's a cool boss, too.
He's an interesting character.
I just love Asmodan, and I love that he's taunting you throughout the entire level, which the other characters don't do.
His face shows up like such a cool looking R2-D2 projection in hell.
But yeah, the music is really good. You know, something we really talk about. You know, I think it doesn't really it doesn't stick out to me, but it's good at what it does. It's great background music for what it needs to be.
I will throw all my chips into Kyle's corner on that one, because the music in Diablo 2, I thought, like you said, it's fine.
Yeah, it's adding. I mean, nothing really jumps out.
It never grabbed me.
It doesn't. It's kind of. For me, anyway, it sets the atmosphere of those levels, but it doesn't distract.
Exactly, it's very underneath.
It's very underneath, and you occasionally hear it pick up. Like, you know, the one that sticks out is obviously the first one, what I've dubbed the Tristram theme.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
it's like, okay,
it's a little mandolin, little plucky, and like just it's very subtle. And I agree with you there. And it then sets the tone,
and
but
then
it never
remixes
gets in the way.
Up in the third one a little bit too as you're in that area.
Yeah, but it never gets in the way.
It doesn't get in the way of. So, and I've had some games where that happens.
It's
the
completely
music gets,
adequate. So
music gets in the way of the game.
I don't mind when that happens. Yeah. I usually prefer it to get in the way, like stand out. Be bold music.
Like that Sephiroth theme, baby.
Depends on the game. Well, that's like the most. That's like one of the most epic things in gaming.
In period history, and we will so get into that bitch in a little bit when we do this episode.
I can't wait to talk about Final Fantasy VII music.
Oh,
because it's all fucking good.
Yeah,
so not just that.
I'm gonna stop us here. I would really like to wrap up and just I want to put the kibosh on this. It was good talk. I feel my point was made. I feel it was understood.
Yes.
And
understood.
I will work harder to get to your guys' level, but I'm not guaranteeing that I will. So
just say complete it once. You don't even have to go through the harder difficulties. Yeah, cool.
Just complete it on normal.
See all the acts.
We'll do
see
it. Yeah. We'll do it together.
See all the acts.
See the very end cutscene and decide if you want to make that jump to Lord of Destruction Act 5.
And it's so better. Act 5 is my favorite
act. It is the best
act. We'll see.
The snowy barbarian fields are
love
just
that.
Great.
Mount Ariat.
Yes.
You get to see that before it explodes.
Yeah.
Well, Brooks, again, thank you very much. And, thank you to the listeners out there for putting up with this every week. We really do put a lot into this show, and we really appreciate anybody who does listen. So we want to thank you again. And as always, as we close out, I would like to have Ryan direct you on where you can reach out to us, and they are...
You can find us at experiencegrind.com. You can catch all of our episodes there. Like us on facebook.com/experiencegrind. You can check us out on Twitter, where Kyle is doing a fantastic job.
Trying my best.
Tweeting out everybody at twitter.com/expgrindpodcast. Or you can just find the username at expgrindpodcast.
And again, we have the Twitch channel. I don't want to broadcast it here because I can't remember the fucking name perfectly. I need to have you write it down.
It's twitch.tv/experiencegrind.
Is it just okay?
I think
you're right.
No podcast.
You're right. It's
slash
just experiencegrind because I snatched that bitch up too.
That's a smart grab.
twitch.tv/experiencegrind. Follow us there if you're into streaming. I do stream, and I am going to be stepping that up.
You
almost
played some Mount Your Friends the other night. I did. It's quite hilarious. I wasn't part of it, but I watched.
I'm going to give you my word if I'm playing
mounting?
A video game at this point.
No.
I'm going to be streaming. So follow us, check us out, reach out to us. We love community outreach. And as always, thank you guys very much. It's a good episode. We'll talk to you next time.
Ow.
Rocket issue. Yep.